There is a man called Jose Antonio, a homeless person from Mallorca, Spain. He's known as the spirit of the square because of where he lives. And he was given a free makeover by a local hair salon. Let us watch the video of Jose Antonio.
Y me mantengo con esto, mantengo mi gasto, empiezo a guardar el dinero. No me reconozco. Joder. Alucinante esto, tío. Yo estoy este.
¿Te has emocionado o qué?
Un poco, bro. Es verdad que sí. Joder. Diferente, hombre.
¿Un es little bit louder?
Uy, tío, no para reconocer a nadie. Yo lo sigo José Antonio y ahora es que no me van a reconocer. Es que como no les diga quién soy, no me reconocen. No me van a reconocer, te lo aseguro, el barrio entero, no me va a reconocer nadie. Es que he cambiado totalmente, no soy yo.
Mejor, ¿no?
No, ya, pero que de que alucine. Muchas gracias.
Thank you. Have you ever experienced the excitement of a physical transformation? No? No? Perhaps you've worked hard to improve your fitness level and you can now run faster. He's my friend. Run faster. And or lift more weight. Helicopter. Or maybe you've undergone a makeover or received a new haircut that has transformed your appearance. One day, I tried to transform my face with a phone application, changing gender. Yeah, changing gender, yeah, it's application. And changing age. Wow. I don't want to imagine my old, but the upset like that. Whatever the transformation, the feeling of excitement and exhilaration that comes with it is undeniable. Today's reading from Matthew 17, 1 to 9 tells us about an extraordinary event, the transfiguration of Jesus. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John and up a high mountain, and there something amazing happens. Jesus' face begins to shine like the sun, and his clothes become as white as light. Suddenly, the disciples see Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter, always eager to do something, suggests that they build three tents, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Then a bright cloud envelops them, and a voice from the cloud says, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Please change the photo, please. Thank you. The transfiguration of Jesus is a powerful event that reveals the divine nature of Jesus. The bright light and shining face of Jesus are not just symbolic. They are a sign of the presence of God. Jesus is not just a wise teacher or a good person. He is a son of God who shares in God's divine nature. Moses and Elijah are also there representing the law and the prophets who have prepared the way for Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment of everything that they have been waiting for. But the transfiguration of Jesus is not just about revealing his divinity. It is also about preparing the disciples for what is to come. Jesus knows that he will soon face suffering and death, and he wants to prepare his disciples for this. He gives them a glimpse of his glory, so that they may have the strength and courage to face the darkness that lies ahead. Peter's suggestion to build tents may be an attempt to prolong the experience to stay on the mountain away from the pain and suffering of the world. But Jesus knows that they cannot stay up in the mountain forever. They should go down and face the challenges that lie ahead. In Matthew 17:5, during the transfiguration of Jesus, a voice from heaven speaks and says, "This is my son whom I love. With him I'm well pleased. Listen to him." The phrase "listen to him" is a direct command to the disciples, and it is meant to emphasize the authority and importance of Jesus' words. To listen to him means more than just hearing his words. It means taking his teachings seriously and applying them to our lives. Jesus' message is love, compassion, and service to others. He calls his followers to a life of selflessness and humility, to care for the poor and marginalized, and even to love their enemies. By commanding the disciples to listen to him, the voice from heaven is also setting Jesus apart as the ultimate authority on matters of faith and morals. The disciples are being called to follow Jesus, to learn from him, and to model their lives after his example. This command applies not just to the disciples, but to all believers, including us. Furthermore, the voice from the cloud also reminds us that we are called to listen to Jesus. Jesus is not a great teacher or a wise sage. He is the Son of God, I just told you. And his words have the power to transform us. We are called to follow Jesus as disciples. Listen to his words and let his teaching shape our lives. In essence, listen to him means to make Jesus the center of our lives, to take his teaching seriously, and to follow him with our whole hearts. It is called to seek his guidance in all that we do. Let us watch another haircut video. He is a veteran of U.S. Army. Maybe after discharged, he maybe got some PTSD or some mental disease. But also, I saw the cross on his neck. I think he still had some hope. I was very impressed from this video. Efforts to change someone changed one person's life. This video does not simply stop at the change in appearance, but the change in appearance became a catalyst for a change in life. I think this person's video will motivate people to help others in difficulty toward the transformation or help themselves to a great transformation. Like this, Jesus Christ's life and message are still the trigger and motivation to encourage us to transform today. And we who have changed can also motivate someone to change. This cycle of positive change can be a starting point for changing our community, this society, and the world. What can we do for the transformation of our neighbor, society, and even ourselves? Each person has a different talent and abilities. You know your talents and ability. The hairdresser used his talent to make a homeless person's physical transformation. Perhaps his work for the transformation of a homeless man has made him transformed. The transfiguration of Jesus is a powerful reminder of who Jesus is and what he has come to do. It reveals his divine nature and prepares his disciples for the challenge to come. We are called to listen to Jesus, to follow him, and to let his teaching shape our lives. Let us follow his way and transform ourselves. May we be strengthened by the transfiguration of Jesus, and may we have the courage to face the challenges. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we reflect on the transfiguration of your Son, Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the transformative power of your love and grace. We ask that you help us to see your glory in the world around us and to be transformed by your presence in our lives. We pray that you would open our hearts and minds to your will and guide us as we seek to follow your Son's example of love and compassion. Help us to see the beauty in others, even when they may be difficult to love, and to treat all people with kindness and respect. May we be inspired by your message so that we may be transformed and live as children of the light. We pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.